Cambridge Breakfast.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
So let me introduce you properly to Adam Pounds. You were last with us, I think, last September, weren't you, I think?
Yeah, right at the end of September.
That's right. Just as the Romsey Music Project was getting underway, I think Lucy and myself met you on the much-missed Mill Road parklet, yeah. Which I think now the weather might get better in a couple of months, but might have to start campaigning to get it back again. Adam had a performance of his symphony at Great St Mary's Church, and now there's a community choir and some lunchtime concerts, which are in the works as well.
Yeah, the community choir started about a month ago and is led by Paula Downs. It's open to anybody who wants to come along and sing, and there's a range of music.
Who have you got? There just seem to be a lot of choirs around Cambridge of all different sorts, yeah. So it's tricky to make a new one distinctive.
Yeah, but it's a non-audition choir, so it's open to everyone, especially local people. That's the main thing. And it's you know, people like it. They come along, we do some warm-up exercises.
What sort of things?
Well, one of the ones that I couldn't manage very well was standing on one leg for some considerable period of time, and it's to sort of...
How does that help?
Have a go, Julian?
Well, it helps you get in tune with your body, I guess.
I see. Also possibly helps you fall over.
Absolutely.
How many members do you have in the choir?
Well, I think the last time about 30 people came.
Oh, brilliant.
So it's taking off. These things always take time to bed in, but yeah. You know, I'm sure it will. But on the recital front, our first recital is on tomorrow.
Okay, well, I'll ask you about that in a moment or two. I'm treated. Well, the 30 people, where and when do they meet?
Right, it starts at 2:45. Is the next one on a Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
And there is a Romsey Music Facebook page you can go to.
Is there? Okay.
So you get all the details there.
And presumably you're meeting somewhere in Romsey. Where abouts?
In St Philip's Church.
Okay, so that's a nice venue.
We're using St Philip's as our centre for most things.
Right, okay. Is the recitals there as well?
Yes.
Aha, this is tomorrow then.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Right, well, our two performers tomorrow are Matt Kelly on viola. He's actually the principal viola player in the Academy of Great St Mary's. Mm-hmm. And John Richens, who's a pianist and bass player, and also organises the concerts at the Fitzwilliam Museum, the recitals there. And they're playing a very, very interesting programme because one of the pieces is by Rebecca Clark. Female composers are coming to the front much more now, which is a good thing. And Radio 3 have been pushing it a little bit as well. But Rebecca Clark...
Are they still going?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's very interesting because doing a little research on this, people like Rebecca Clark and Amy Beach were sort of put to the side for male composers a lot of the time. And Amy Beach, for instance, is a very interesting one in that if you listen to her music, it's very Brahmsian, but she didn't have the benefit of a proper musical training because it was frowned upon by her family.
So these are contemporaries then to Brahms Beethoven, Mozart, the classics we all learned about in school, really.
Yeah, well, Rebecca Clark actually died in 1979.
Right,
recent.
So more sort of Benjamin Britten kind of era than anything else.
Yeah, and her music is wonderful, and she was a viola player. So, you know, she really understood the instrument, and I think the music's very, very appealing to people. So I'm looking forward to it tremendously.
Sounds brilliant.
And in Cambridge, I guess, as always, you've got such a collection of people to a very high standard to pull in. You mentioned the connection, of course, with Great St Mary's there.
Yeah. Yeah, well, actually, it's very interesting. Since we've launched the recital series, people are getting in touch with me, including PhD students from the university who want a chance to do their recital before their exam, probably.
That's a good idea, isn't it, really? I think it's an opportunity, if you like, to give it a first glance and experience in front of, hopefully, a good local audience.
Well, that's the most important thing, that we're bringing this music to the people of Romsey in that area, not always in the centre of Cambridge, which I'm a great believer in.
And if people are interested in joining the choir, how do they get involved?
Well, you can just come along. So if you go to the Facebook page, it will give that. I think that there's one this Sunday, actually.
Okay.
And that'd be at 2:45 at St Philip's Church. And just turn up.
And is that the same? Is that the same for the concerts? Do we just appear tomorrow and enjoy the music?
What, the recital?
Yeah, recitals, yes.
Only as an audience member, obviously.
Well, yeah, I wasn't expecting to...
jump in.
I wasn't expecting to bring my recorder along and get a gig straight away.
No, but yeah, certainly, and there's no admission charge. It's just a retiring collection at the end, and the concerts are from 1:15 to 2 o'clock,
so that's just
lunchtime.
Accessible, really.
Yeah.
Maybe a few people might pop out of their offices around by the station and wander down to St. Philip's. And your own symphony, which was performed last September, how did that go down?
Well,
I seem to remember you telling me you wrote your first one about 30 years ago, and then you wrote another one in the last couple of years.
Yeah. Well, I have to say it was very well received, and it's been reviewed on Music Web International very favourably as well. So I'm hoping to get a good recording of it before too long.
That's good. Well, Adam, thank you very much for coming in. Good to hear about both the choir and the recitals. Do pop back and have another chat in a few months' time to let us know how it's all going.
Oh, that'd be great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cambridge Breakfast. Cambridge 105 Radio.
9 minutes after nine. The Hotbine today marks 1 year since the closure of the much-loved pub on Fair Street. Camera members, former customers and staff are going to be marking the occasion by raising a glass outside the pub at 6 p.m. And the vigil is being led by the Cambridge branch of Camera. Alastair Cook is pubs officer for Cambridge and District Camera. Good morning, Alastair. Thank you for coming in.
Morning, Julian.
You allowed to raise a glass? Does it have to be plastic as you're outside?
Well, I don't know. I have a few proper glasses ready for the occasion, so we shall have to see.
I'm sure you'll be very responsible and take good care of them. What was it that made the Hotbine so special?
Well, you know, all pubs have their specialities, and you know, the Hotbine was very much a community pub. People went in there and they recognised the people around them, even though it's in a very busy part of town. And you could be shopping in the Grafton Centre and pop in on a Saturday lunchtime, and you'd probably see people that were doing exactly the same thing the previous Saturday. So there was a bit of continuity about it. Everybody was always welcome. The beers are well kept. The food was extremely well done, prepared on site. So it ticks lots of boxes.
And I think one of the bizarre things about it, really, is it's not that the pub was short of business. You know, whenever I wandered past and had a little look in the window to see what was going on, it tended to be pretty full.
Absolutely, yes. It was a popular pub, and the people who were running it wanted to continue running it. Mm. And they wanted to invest money in the business.
And that was Stephen Haley Pellegrini, wasn't it, who also ran the Portland Arms and the Alexander Arms, not too far from us on Gwydir Street.
That's right, and both those pubs are doing really well. They've invested money, their own money in both pubs, and they've made it more profitable, more appealing as a business, and they wanted to do the same with Hotbine, but they were stymied by the person who owns it.
I guess that's the trouble. There was speculation, I seem to remember at the time, leading up to that, that the Hotbine would be turned into flats, but you go past and it's almost, I don't know, like a ghost pub to a certain extent, isn't it? It pretty much looks like it did the day it closed, perhaps a bit tattered here and there, you know, sun... such as it is down Fair Street, getting in and curling up some of the posters in the window. But you look, and I think tables, chairs, still there.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, I think it probably is exactly the way it was left on the day it closed. I don't think anything has happened to it. There's tables, there's chairs, and because of that, there's presumably still business rates, because you still have to pay business rates if the pub is in a usable condition like that. Mm. So it's a very strange situation.
Do we know anything? Obviously, they're not here to answer for themselves. But the people who own the pub, have you had any clues whatsoever as to what might happen next?
No, we haven't had any direct contact with her. It does seem a strange situation. The pub was bought from Admiral Lynn's by this person in 2011, and it's possible that at that time, the new owner thought that it's a great business development opportunity to demolish a pub and build flats. But actually, by that time, Cambridge City Council had put in place pub protection policies, which made it very difficult to do that if the business was still viable.
So I was going to ask if other pubs go through a similar fate as we've seen with the Hop Buy. And I'm wondering, actually, with that protection in place, that actually normally makes it pretty difficult.
It does make it much more difficult for a developer to demolish a pub and convert the business. In Cambridge, we're actually seeing pubs return. The Five Bells, not too very far away on Newmarket Road from the Hop Buy, that was closed for well over a decade. And now it's been demolished and they're building offices above, but the pub's going to return underneath.
And what's the one on Newmarket Road? Is it the Seven Star?
The Seven Stars, yeah. Yes. As that went through a redevelopment a few years ago.
They had a fire, I think, as well, didn't they, there?
They did, yes, yeah. And that was closed. Although they redeveloped it, there was nobody in the bar downstairs for a long time, but now it has. It's got an Indian restaurant in there run by a nice guy called Robin. And he calls it an Indian pub, so you can go in there, just have a drink, or you can have food, or you can have both.
That's not a good combo. I guess in many ways, pubs are sort of readjusting themselves. And, as it happened for a long time, I guess, with the gastropub side of things, which you may or may not be in favour of. But
I'm in favour of community pubs. If you can get a good meal in there as well, even better.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So tonight, what's the plan then? You're all going to meet round about 6 o'clock? You're meeting somewhere else or meeting outside the Hop Buy?
Meeting outside the Hop Buy. I shall stop off on the route. I shall go to Calverley's Brewery just down the road, pick up some locally brewed beers and take them over to the Hop Buy and we shall open them up and have a few drinks at 6 o'clock.
That sounds good. How many people are you expecting?
Probably half a dozen, but knowing the popularity of this radio station, it might go into the hundreds now.
Yeah, very possibly. You might manage, a couple of dozen, you might get 13. But that's good. Well, I hope that you're able to raise a glass and perhaps maybe spur a little bit of interest in the Hop Buy, which encourages somebody to gently persuade the current owners that maybe bringing back the Hop Buy as a pub might not be such a bad idea.
No, I think it'd be an excellent idea. I'm just hoping that somebody can act as go-between and persuade her that a long-term lease where somebody can actually invest in the business is the right way to go ahead.
Well, let's hope so. We'll raise a glass to that. Alistair Cook from Camera, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Cambridge Breakfast. Cambridge 105 Radio.